Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general and business aviation. From home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech, Plain Talk provides informative information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,900 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years' experience in the technology and aviation industries. Hi, I'd like to introduce Ben Hajaja, Head of Business Relations in a unique company called Synovia, a manufacturer of some very cool new masking technology designed to protect against the dreaded COVID-19. And I'd like to introduce Ben to Plain Talk. Welcome, Ben.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Oh, absolutely, our pleasure. And not that the listeners may recognize it, but I take it that you're in scenic Israel?
Exactly. Nice weather, mostly summer, even during the winter time.
So tell us a little bit about Synovia and the journey to create a better mask to protect folks, and especially in small environments like airplane cockpits.
Okay, amazing. So Synovia was founded in 2013 with our main mission to eradicate and lower death rate happening in hospitals due to acquired infections. You're probably familiar with the horrible act of going into a hospital because you have a certain condition and getting a virus or an antibiotic bacteria, and then you get into quarantine, or even worse, there are millions, hundreds of thousands, millions of deaths around the world because of that issue alone. What Synovia did with the help of Bar-Ilan University here in Israel, we developed a technology, a nanotechnology, which basically uses zinc nanoparticles, zinc oxide nanoparticles. And with the help of our machine, which is also patented, we use ultrasonic sound waves in order to infuse physically the zinc oxide nanoparticles into any type of fabric, physically into the fabric. How we do it? We have a machine which the fabric rolls in from one end, goes into a tub which is filled with our formula. And in this tub, you have the formula and the engines that provide the ultrasonic sound wave. Those sound waves basically form a lot of bubbles in very high temperatures. The temperature reaches over 5,000 Celsius, which the bubbles eventually implode into themselves in the tub. This whole process and the implosion releases shock waves of over 1,500 meters per second. And those shock waves physically infuse the zinc oxide nanoparticles into the fabric. Now, once those zinc particles are in the fabric, when the fabric is exposed to air, meaning 24/7, it releases free radicals all around the mask, sort of a protective, active protection shield. And when the virus or bacteria reaches the fabric, those free radicals destroy the membrane of the virus, which is the protective shield of the virus or bacteria, exposing it to the outer environment, meaning humidity, UV rays, heat, cold, etc. And under these conditions, the virus cannot withstand and is eventually neutralized. So at the beginning, we developed this type of fabric to hospitals. We received a couple of EU grants. One was the FP7 for a chemical clinical study that we did in a hospital in Europe with a control group, which all the textiles from the scrubs of the doctors to the gowns of the patients, pillowcases, et cetera, were all made of our fabric. And we have shown, we've proven basically a destruction of over 100% of bacteria, even antibiotic bacteria, to be neutralized within our study group. At the beginning of last year, around March, with COVID hitting most of the world, especially in China, we decided to send some of these fabrics into China as a donation. And through that idea, we developed the mask idea. We said, we have the fabric, why won't we do a mask with it? And from there, the product came up, which is the Sono mask, as we like to call it.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I might say, looking at all the colors, it's also a very attractive mask and looks like it fits really well.
Definitely. I mean, you can check our Facebook page. It's on OVL TD, and you can see all of the great comments we received from clients. Our main design was basically, our main focus of the design was basically to do, to make it as comfortable, fashionable as possible, because we have the technology. But with all the technology around it, if the mask isn't comfortable and, you know, kids take it off or adults take it off, it doesn't matter, then we miss the whole point. So the mask is very comfortable. It's adjustable. It's breathable. I have some clients that actually work out, especially including myself, that work out with the mask. So definitely you have a lot of advantages around it. It's also, of course, cost effective. If it's either for businesses or for the private client, and it's also eco-friendly. We replace over 700 disposable masks. We don't use any chemical binders in our technology, so it's a perfectly safe use, eco-friendly, sustainable technology.
And Benji, how long will the mask last for?
Okay, so the mask, basically, if you follow the instruction, it stays efficient for up to a year. So that's including to what I said before. When a person uses a disposable mask, usually it's 1-2 masks per day if it's torn off or something like that. So with our mask, you can use it for a year, save money for the long run, and save save also the planet with no disposable mask being thrown out or anything like that.
And more importantly, I take it that it protects the wearer from other folks around them that might not be masking, that might be asymptomatic.
Yeah, so it's not only protecting the wearer, it's also protecting the people around it. Our mask works both ways. So I don't know if you ever heard about it, but disposable masks, the N95, the disposable ones, surgical ones. When you breathe, because of the humidity in your breath, there's actually an accumulation of bacteria in the inner layer. This is why it's recommended to throw the mask off after a four-hour use. So in our case, in our mask, you have the humidity, you have all of the environment to raise bacteria, but eventually, because of our technology, the inner layer is clean. No bacteria is living there. It's destroyed on contact with the layers of the mask. So you can actually use it for a long time. Use 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day. You decide.
With the mask infused with zinc oxide, is there any health issues with the mask wearer breathing zinc oxide particles in?
Yeah, so none whatsoever. We have tested our mask, our fabric, our technology in the EU-approved laboratories, third-party, internationally accredited laboratories. You can check our website also. If you write Sonovia test results, you reach exactly to the website with all our test results. We have shown a safe use. We've proven safe use of our technology. If you have a sensitive skin, it doesn't matter which mask you wear. And the great, great news that we received not too long ago, because of acne, you probably know of the bacteria that causes pimples or whatever. We actually proven that our mask is also eliminates acne. So if you have a skin condition or in general to protect your skin, the mask also in addition does that. So
that's something you need to certainly highlight on your web page.
Yeah, like I said, it was, yeah, it's, I mean, for teenagers, you know, with the variants now, you know, popping out everywhere, the new mutations, teenagers and little children are also exposed as opposed to what happened at the start of COVID. So yeah, so not only they are being protected and not infecting and not getting infected, if they have an acne issue as I had when I was a teenager, then it also helps that.
Not only do you get rid of 700 masks, disposable masks a year, but you can use half of your acne medication. Cut that down as well.
Exactly. It's actually very cost effective to businesses as well. I don't know if there are any business owners that that are listening as well, but the ROI of our mask in the wholesale, you know, much more large quantities, ROIs in a few months. I know that some countries, especially Israel with the vaccine, are very little by step by step moving forward, but the mandate of the mask, at least, it's not something that is going to end soon. So there's definitely a thought for the how do you say, long run.
So do you think that, you know, masking will become part of North American culture as it has in the Far East?
So actually, under my line of work and our advisory team, which you can even check, it's Professor Sidney Altman. He's a chemistry Nobel Prize winner. There's a lot of professionals and people that I talk to under my line of work that actually think it's happening as we speak. And you can see it. People are more aware of you know, germs, bacteria, and we saw as a lot of the safety issues that came up from, you know, the CDC or other health organization around the world telling people all the time during COVID, wash hands, put a mask on, et cetera, et cetera. We've seen that there's a major reduction because of that new behavior, a major reduction in the flu cases, for example, which the flu alone causes 100,000 deaths every year. So I think that the awareness of it, I'm not a professional myself regarding it, but as I see it, people are more aware, people more understanding regarding the effects of it. So even if the mask won't be worn, you know, 24/7 when you go to the street, next time that you are feeling a bit ill or under the weather, I think some of us will, you know, grab the masks that still have in the closet, or hopefully the Sonovia mask, and put it on when they're feeling ill and when they travel, you know, public transportation, et cetera.
And certainly it sounds like you've done a lot of research and due diligence with, you know, utilizing independent laboratories to test and certify the masks. Now, in that testing regime, do you have to manufacture little tiny masks for the mice?
I'm sorry?
For the lab mice? The mice in the testing?
I thought that's what you were saying. I wasn't sure.
A very bad joke. I apologize.
No, but we actually joked around it here about doing, you know, masks for cats, for example, as you know, some cases of COVID actually transferred into animals. So we had a joke around here as well. But we actually use the fabric that is being used for the mask, and we ship it for testing for COVID virus, the SARS-CoV-2, other viruses that we tested, and of course the bacteria, also the filtration and breathability test.
So you've had the fabric out for roughly 8 years that then led to the development of the masks last year.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So basically our product division of the company was not supposed to be open until this year, 2021. COVID, you know, shuffle all the cards. Every business had its adjustment to better or to worse. We were just lucky. We were aiming a dart to the target. But the target moved to have us the bullseye, so to speak. So It's it's about the opportunity and the timing. And we found that there is a large need. And with our product and also the business aspect of it, we have donated masks to hospitals, if it's either in the U.S., in Canada, in Germany, in Israel, of course, the Palestinian Authority as well. We have a lot of, philanthropic aspect as well, as because we understand where the world is standing at this time, we try to reach and we try to do whatever we can under that path that we're in.
And I'm sure the Plain Talk audience is wondering, how much do the masks cost and how do they get them?
Yeah, so the retail price of the mask is $45 per one. And it can reach, if you order more and more quantity, the price reduces up to, if I'm not mistaken, $27. You can check our website. You have all of the information there. As I mentioned, the price is of course a bit higher than other masks, but as I mentioned, the cost effectiveness, the durability, and of course the protection is unmatched with disposable and N95 masks.
For folks in North America, do the masks ship out of North America, or are they coming from Israel?
Yes, we ship to Northern America. Shipment is usually between 3 to 7 business days, so very fast. People who have Amazon can also shop on Amazon if they have the Prime and the quick shipment. They can do it as well over there.
Well, it certainly sounds like an innovative technology designed to keep everyone safe. What's excuse the pun, but what's on the horizon?
Basically, we have a lot of new products that are being developed as of now. We have everything you think about, which is anti-odor, let's say a dog for your pets. A mat for your pets. If they're a dog, a cat, stuff that over time has been very let's say smelly, with almost no use of laundry. We have a lot of new products. We are promoting them on the website as soon as it will go up. I advise everyone, if you have a dog, if you have a baby, you want to be more protected in a more sterile environment, check our website for updates. In regards to our technology, we are constantly, as I told you, our mission is basically, eventually, is to reach the hospitals and reduce the death rates of acquired infections. So we have a lot of cooperations with other companies, if it's either in the automotive, your listeners in the aviation industry. So the filter for the recycled air conditioning inside the airplanes, we are doing filters that are embedded with our technology to filter the circulation of air. We're doing it in automobile industry, and we're trying to develop ourselves eventually to reach hospitals and also to protect during the traveling and use of public transportation and during the hospital.
Well, Benji, thank you so much for being a part of Plain Talk.
Of course, of course.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plain Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plain Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at plaintalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at plaintalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.